A Miami Herald investigation into the Department of Children and Families found hundreds of kids died on the state's watch after being left with known abusive guardians. The series ran 3 years ago.
It's possible that the state has not been assertive enough on that to get children in their forever homes.
Representative Stevenson says her bill didn't substantially change the state's decade-old policy of family preservation. That's doing everything possible to keep families together. But the new law does make big changes to how abuse investigations are conducted. It ensures parents' abusive histories follow them from other states to Florida. It also allows doctors to release children's health records to DCF without the blessing of parents who might be under investigation. And among other things, it requires mothers who pass substance dependency on to newborns to undergo treatment.
This bill has many provisions in it that are meant to cut the red tape that gets in the way of those who are charged with protecting Florida's children and vulnerable adults from abuse and neglect.
And Stevenson says she isn't finished. She intends to examine the state's process for finding suitable foster parents or guardians for children who can't be returned to their parents. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.